I'm Mark Antonio Quay, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast. This is episode 20. That's right, we've made it to two times double figures. my name is Matt Hall and I'm delighted to be joined by David Cook. David, how are you doing?
I'm not bad, thank you, Matt. We are a man down this week. Jeff is unfortunately not well today, so we are going solo, so anything can happen. Also joined by Jerry Dolkey.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey! There we go. To 20th episode, we thought we're bringing the big guns.
That's incredible, isn't it? I think that's the first time we've managed to get Jerry on a podcast ever. That is quite an achievement. Of course, a massive thank you to Crown Ash Developments, our friends who so kindly and proudly sponsor our podcast. And Cookie, coming up on this week's show, we've got, I'll read it out then.
Leaving it all to you, Matt.
We're gonna look back at the Gateshead match at the weekend and hear from Neil Smith on that one. We've got an interview with Mark Anthony Okoye coming up. We're going to look ahead to the visit of Sutton United in the FA Trophy. We're going to talk about the National League Under-11s Cup, which we touched on last week. Need to go into a little more detail on that one. We're going to have our weekly attendance prediction. We're going to have a little chat about the club shop as well. There's some new items in there. We're going to talk a little bit more about your run, Cookie, and Dawn. We know one of our listeners is involved in that as well. And we're going to try and think of a question to ask you, as we've been a bit lax on that recently.
Yeah, so we're thinking of saying in the next 5 minutes a question, so we'll be ad hoc, bear with us. But yeah, busy episode coming up tonight, so let's get started. Now we're talking about Gateshead. It's an overnight we do at Gateshead, make sure the players are best prepared as they can. So Friday we made the journey up, stopped at Doncaster for some training, Doncaster Football Club. Thank you very much to them for their hospitality. We then made our way up to Gateshead. Players had some... I'll say Gateshead, we stayed in Newcastle, didn't we, overnight? So we went up, players had their food for the night. I think they had a little stroll, and then they are obviously in bed by, they get a certain curfew time. And then obviously next day got up, had their breakfast, had a little walk through the town again, the city of Newcastle. And then we went and played the game. Unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. We saw all three substitutions, all three new signings make their start rather than being substitutes. And it was a bold move. Unfortunately, it didn't pay off, did it, Matt?
No, unfortunately, it didn't. It's, like you say, a bold move to do that. Obviously, Neil does believe in the players that he's bringing in, which is great to see. However, it didn't really work out. Unfortunately, I can't say all three of them really weren't in the game very much. Perhaps Savon a little bit more so than the other two. Not to knock their work great at all, but they just weren't really, it didn't really click the first time.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget the fact that, I mean, this isn't the Gateshead that we played in previous years. This is Gateshead that are doing very well this year and exceeding expectations. I think a bit like we did last year. They're currently, fifth or sixth in the National League. So it's not a team to be sniffed at.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they were everyone's favourites to go down along with Dagenham, I think, at the start of the season. How both those teams have proved the doubters wrong. Obviously, in financial difficulty at the start of the season, they weren't sure whether they'd be part-time or full-time. Steve Watson up there has got a group of hungry young lads from the local area in, and what a job they're doing. But, you know, in terms of the game itself, we weren't really in it at any point, unfortunately. We had a good chance just before Gateshead scored, actually. Really frustrating to concede from two set pieces as well, which, you know, has been a little bit of a theme for us recently. I know Neil was really frustrated with that, but, you know, you can't take any credit away from Gateshead. They were the better side on the afternoon in bitterly cold conditions, and our recent run of good luck against Gateshead came to an end in that one. Was it nine out of nine games before that? We'd only lost one, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was eight undefeated. I think the only time we've lost to them was, I think, it was the first time we played them 3 years ago in the National League. But in all competitions, we played them nine times now, only now losing, what, twice. So unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. But Matt, you managed to catch up with Neil Smith.
You did, actually.
Oh, I did. Sorry. Yeah. So, I'm so used to you saying it, Matt. So here we go. I caught up with Neil Smith, and here's what he had to say after the game. Neil Smith, thank you very much for joining us. Just finished Gateshead 2, Bromley 0. Three new signings starting today. Bold decision, but unfortunately didn't pay off.
No, it looked like we had a 10-hour trip, to be fair, the way we started. We were quite leggy, we were slow. I thought Zavon was a shining light today in a difficult game. I thought he wanted to get on the ball. He showed a discipline. I also thought JJ works his socks off with no real quality into him. And obviously Luke was a bit of a struggle playing out there against a team that are flying at the moment. But I thought we looked like we just got off a trip. It was took a little bit out of us, to be fair. But I don't want to use that as an excuse. But I thought second half we showed a little bit more. But we were undone by two set plays, which we've been a little bit slack of late against. We didn't use ours to the full potential. So I'm disappointed, very disappointed.
Obviously disappointed. I mean, the players signed quite late on Thursday, didn't they? So to get them training next week, obviously, things are looking positive.
Yeah, no, listen, there were positives in respect of what they did, but, you know, the result doesn't show that. You know, we got up here late last night. We had half hour training session. I can't really work with the boys, bless them, for that amount of time. But we did our best. But that wasn't us. You know, on previous occasions when we come up here, we've shown a lot more, and we were a yard off it today.
That's it. And then obviously looking forward to Sutton next week. We get our FA Trophy campaign ahead. Obviously going to want to be on form for that, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially after the run we had last year and getting to Wembley. But again, another difficult game, Sutton at home, but we've got to show our character. You know, the new boys have come in, there is a little bit of competition for places, so you know the team's up for grabs at the moment. So we'll have a good session on Monday, get a few things out of the way and totally prepare for Sutton for next Saturday.
That's it. And one more shout out to the Fulton fans that made the trip today.
Yeah, they're amazing. You know, the boys clapped them off, obviously. And they show their, you know, they show their willingness every week, the supporters. And you know, as I say, the first 45 minutes was well below par. It was a little bit better second half, but to come here, you've got to be 100%, and we were just off it.
So good to hear from myself there, and Neil Smith.
Not me.
Not you. Next, we're gonna talk about Mark Antony. We've got an interview coming up with him. For me personally, as all the signings go at the start of the season, obviously not including players that are already here, Mark Antony definitely up there for one of the signings of the season so far. I know there hasn't been too many that fans have sort of like been happy with, and I know a few have come and gone. Mark Antony for me, solid player, 110% every single training session, every single game, and he knows what he needs to work on. And you know what? I think every game he learns and moves forward. This is his first time where he's been in full-time football. So he seems to be enjoying it and loving it at the club. What a player, what a gentleman to know personally.
Yeah, absolutely, Cookie. Just the way he conducts himself in and around the football club on a day-to-day basis, not even just on a match day. He's a fan's favourite, isn't he, already? And the fans have really taken to him because just what a gentleman he is. And we've also seen a very versatile player in Mark Antony. Obviously, his natural position being centre-back. He's been played at right-back, left-back and centre midfield as well. And now people think he could have a go up front. And I can see why. He's a very physical presence, obviously being, I think, 6'5", very physical, strong player. And at Chesterfield, I know it didn't quite work out at Gateshead, obviously going off at half time, but at Chesterfield he was different class really in the centre of midfield, and you know, some of the turns were outrageous. And yeah, I managed to catch up with him earlier this week. Mark Antony, well into your time here with us now as a first team player, how are you finding it?
I'm enjoying it. It's my first season within full time football. Had to make some adaptations, but I'm enjoying it. The boys are great. It's great facilities and great environment to progress as well.
And obviously you were here as a youngster, as a real youngster. What are your memories of that, and how nice is it to be back?
I just remember us picking up so many trophies. We had a great team back then. I think we won the divisions we were in, but we were a very successful side. Obviously looking at the first team back then as well, the club's just come such a long way, and it's just amazing to be a part of it.
And obviously we've made some new signings recently. They seem to be settling in really well. It's good to have the impact in the side as well, isn't it?
No, definitely. The players that are coming have got a bit of experience as well. And I think, you know, there's quality there, and they'll bring they'll bring their own individual abilities to the squad. With the characters and the quality that we already have, it can only improve us for the rest of the season.
And I think we've seen you play, correct me if I'm wrong, three positions this season: right back, centre back, and centre mid. What's your favourite?
Left back as well, so that's four. Look, I like getting on the ball and playing football, do you know what I mean? So I really do enjoy midfield, or the defensive midfield role, but you know, I spent, you know, the past 4 or 5 years playing centre back, and I feel like I've developed myself in that position, so I'll probably say I'm more comfortable at centre back, but I really do enjoy midfield as well.
And obviously we welcome Sutton to Hayes Lane on Saturday. We're going to be playing them quite a lot in the next few weeks. A tough opponent.
Sutton are a strong side. This is my first time in the league, so I haven't played against them, but you know, just looking from the outside in on previous seasons, Sutton have always been competing. You know, I know they're a good club, and they've got good infrastructure and stuff, so again, we just worry about ourselves and hopefully just get the result on Saturday.
And obviously it's not a league game this week, it's an FA Trophy game, obviously a competition the club got really far in last year.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was there last year in the final watching. Unfortunate for the boys not to get the result they wanted, but you know, again, it just shows where the club have come from, where the club are trying to go. We're very ambitious, want to build on everything that was achieved last year, so it is a competition that we're all looking to go just as far in again.
Mark Anthony, thank you, and best of luck for the game.
Thank you man.
Now, Matt, we move on to Sutton. The FA Trophy's come back round, and might appear that it's only just gone, and the heartache of Wembley. I think it'd be good to get Jerry's opinion on this, but he's walking away as we speak. So I just wanted to see, obviously, what it meant to him as the owner of a football club. We know there are certain financial benefits as well. But obviously, no need to really recap what happened last year, but I think we were anyway. I mean, Bromley, incredible. In the 125th anniversary of this amazing club, we had we managed to get to the final, took 20,000 to Wembley. Phenomenal. Unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. I think Smudge, obviously, it still lives with him, and he wants to get back, and he wants to give it another go. But I think, obviously, Gel's taken a quick phone call now, and he's come back. Jerry, just... What's the FA Trophy mean to you?
Well, personally, it means a lot. To be at the club for so many years and for us to not be particularly successful, to go on that fantastic run last year, the challenges with all the away games, the challenges with the overnight stays, the postponements, to actually get to Wembley and to look round and see 21,000 Bromley fans, I could have been at a Premier League game. So it meant a lot to me. I won't rest until we win it, though. That seriously is something that's majorly in my focus. And I want to go back to Wembley with Bromley. I want to win it.
So what also does it mean to you in regards, we said about financial benefits, there's prize money, which for us, I'll say small club now, but for a club like Bromley, it obviously has its financial benefits, doesn't it?
Yeah, getting to the final stages, the semi-final and the final, was an injection of money that meant we could finish the season pretty much in a break-even position. The early stages, I think we're playing for, is it 5,000 or 6,000 the weekend? When you are having overnight stays, seriously, that money's just eaten up. So there isn't any financial reward in the early draws when you get the brutal away games. The fact we're at home to Sutton, the fact that it's a local derby, team in our league, look, we're just hoping we get a decent crowd here. And that obviously the boys put in a great performance, and we're in the hat on Monday. That's what's important to us.
Brilliant, Jerry. Thank you very much. And Matt, over to you now. Obviously, a proud moment for you last year in the FA Trophy. You got to do the stadium announcing or the team announcing for Bromley must have been amazing for you.
Yeah, it was a particular highlight. It was a dream of mine always to go onto the mic at Wembley, and it was absolutely incredible experience to be on the big screen in front of all of those Bromley fans, the cheer back after announcing every single player. You really can't put that into words. It is a feeling I can't describe, but it's one that I'll never forget, and I'm just hoping that it's not the last time that I get to do it. But I must thank Jerry and Jeff for engineering that chance for me to do that, as I know it wasn't being planned on initially, but both clubs agreed to both respective announcers doing it. So it was an absolutely fantastic afternoon in that respect. Obviously, the heartbreak followed, but for me on a personal level, it was an incredible experience.
Fantastic, Matt. And obviously going into it, we hope this isn't going to be our last mention of it this season. We go with the FA Trophy and start again tomorrow. Obviously, we play Sutton United, like we said, turnstiles open from 1:30. There is full segregation on the game. You can still purchase your tickets at www.bromleyfc.co.uk. There's an article and a link to the tickets. They are a reduced rate, and obviously the tickets do increase on the day if you purchase at the gate. They go up to 18 for adults rather than 15. Also, the benefit of doing it online as well is you'll just be being able to get into the ground a bit quicker. But we know Palace are at home tomorrow, but we would Crystal Palace, sorry. So we would like the Bromley fans to attend, as many of you as possible. Bring the noise, cheer the lads on. I must say this week we touched on it in a bit, but obviously we had the staff and players dinner, Christmas dinner yesterday. There's a sense of a boost, an injection of all the players seem to be a lot more happier this week. I think after Gates said they looked at a couple of things with the players managing to have another week's training with the new guys and everyone get used to it a bit. I think they're very, very well prepared for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. And in terms of especially the new players coming in, you know, look, nobody's doubted the calibre of these players that we've signed. And especially, you know, you look at Zavon Hines, people were actually asking, you know, for him to come and join us after it was announced that he'd be leaving Chesterfield. But like you say, there was a really nice atmosphere around the dinner. You can see they're all getting to know each other a lot better. And it really was, you know, a group that were very close together and that were laughing and joking and just having a good time. And you can't underestimate the importance of that when you're looking at, you know, you want a team to perform on the pitch as well. How they get along with each other off it is just so important. And Luke Coulson as well, our highlight, actually lost something, didn't he, in one of the Ravens bar sofas, and you were the hero, Cookie.
Yeah, he dropped his keys down one of the booths, which wasn't ideal, and he had to leave pretty swift after. So saviour of the day, rescued his keys from under the booth, and yeah, got a big cheer, which felt good for me, Matt.
Yeah, you got applauded out the room, didn't you? Yeah, you just walked out the room for no reason other than to get that applause as you walked out.
I had to put my tools down.
No, fair play. So let's talk a bit about our opponents, obviously, in the FA Trophy. It is Sutton United. They're eighth in the table, just 2 points off a playoff spot. They played 23 games in the league, won 9, drawn 10 and lost only 4 with a +4 goal difference. So far this season, we're facing a side that are in good form.
Yeah, facing a side that's in good form, Matt, but however, they haven't been in the best form in the recent weeks. I think their last win come the same as us on the 3rd of November. So both teams battling for something a bit more then. But I think a couple of they're struggling with the team a little bit. Am I correct in saying something about the loan they had to recall, Matt?
I think they had an issue with strikers a while back. I know Tommy Wright, one of their popular and goal scoring forwards that had a particular success last season, he got injured, a long term injury, I think, for the rest of the season, which is never nice to hear. I think they're in a bit of a crisis situation. They had to recall Craig Dundas from Hampton and Richmond, but he's now gone back. They have got a couple of players in on loan to boost their ranks a little bit. And their last game was actually a 2-2 draw against Solihull Moors at home, who are another really good side. But really, sometimes you look at the FA Trophy and the FA Cup even, the form book sort of goes out the window a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does very much, Matt. And it depends Sutton going to be concentrating on. They're in and around the playoffs, like you said. Does this cup mean as much to them as it does with a chance of playoffs? But for us, it means a lot. But obviously, we've got to concentrate on the league as well. So anything can happen tomorrow. but all we're saying is for anything to happen, you need to witness it. So you're going to want to come tomorrow, 3 o'clock kickoff, 1:30 the turnstiles open. I think the Ravens Bar for home fans were open a bit earlier, 12 o'clock, and that's going to be ready for showing Manchester City v Everton. So it's going to be something you're going to want to see. So come down, guys, and bring the noise, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Next up, Matt, we're going to talk about the National League Under-11s Cup. That was something that you was heavily involved in, so you're going to be the best person to speak about this, Matt, so I'll hand over the mic to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a very successful event. It took a lot of organising. It was on Thursday, the 29th of November, so we're going back a couple of weeks now. But it's something that the National League encourage clubs to do. It's not compulsory, but we really wanted to do it to benefit the primary schools around us. And it was a huge success, I think I alluded to last week. We had 250 school children come here. There were 25 school teams, both girls and mixed teams. The eventual winners, I think I said it last week, were Pickhurst in both competitions, and the final was Pickhurst versus Southbury in both of them as well, which is quite interesting. But it was great to see Neil Smith come down as well, and he was there for the whole day. And that is what you get with someone like Neil, who's a genuinely nice person, cares about the club, cares about the community. And he was there for most of the day watching some of the games, encouraging his players to go out and watch, which a lot of them did. Jake Goodman, Sam Wood, George Porter, Frankie Raymond, amongst others as well, John Goddard. And then Neil stayed on with Mark Hammond to hand out the awards at the end, which was really, really good. We interviewed Neil about it as well, which you're going to hear in a minute. Also caught up with Delith Davies. Now, Delith and Kim are from the Bromley School Games, and I actually worked with them when I was a sixth former, not that long ago. I used to do sports leadership in primary schools in the borough, and now it's nice that it's come back round, that the club are working with them, and they were a massive help organising this event. So now Pickhurst Junior School will go through to the regional girls and regional mixed tournament, and they will represent Bromley Football Club, so they'll have the honour of doing that.
So just to explain, sorry Matt, the National League Under-11s Cup is set up by the National League Trust, which obviously National League is the league that Bromley currently play in. So do they give certain funding, or is it a team in the local a team that's in the National League in the local borough, they then send over schools to play? How does it work?
Yeah, so I mean, this is the part really when the Bromley Schools Games really, really helped us out. I mean, we were keen to obviously involve as many schools around here as possible. So I got in touch with Kim and Delith from the Bromley School Games, and they basically, they've got contacts in all of the schools in the borough. They send out a feeler to see where there's interest. We then get them along, obviously. They have to have a certain amount of players, have to fulfil certain criteria. And the end game of it is that the winner of this tournament will go through to a regional. If they progress to that, they'll go to a South tournament. The winners of the South tournament will play the winners of a North tournament in front of the multi-thousand crowd at Wembley Stadium for the Vanarama National League promotion final. And I really don't think there is a greater incentive than that, surely, at the age of 9-10 years old, to be able to play such a prestigious stadium in front of such a big crowd.
That's fantastic. I mean, the closer I've got to Wembley, I walked on the pitch, but I was suited and booted for the final. So it's incredible they get the chance to do that so young, and obviously a few people will be watching them, no doubt, and the skills of the players. And we know that it was quite a few good children that might see a Bromley shirt one day.
Absolutely, and I think that's something Neil Smith actually mentioned in his brief chat I had with him. So I managed to catch up with him on the day, and also Delith Davies from the Bromley School Games, and here's what they had to say. Got the National League Under-11s Cup taking place here at Bromley Football Club. What a fantastic event for the club.
No, it's brilliant. You know, this is why we put the pitch down. We want it to be a community pitch, as well as the pitch for Bromley Football Club, and to have so many schools, boys and girls, playing here is amazing. You know, the players have been out and been watching. There's some really good talent here, and hopefully future Bromley players.
Delith, yourself and Kim from the Bromley School Games have played a massive part in getting the National League Under-11s Cup on track here today. Can you tell us what the process was?
Well, our initial thing is to email out all the schools, the PE coordinators, giving them all the details, and then collate all that together, and then get them here on time on the day, put them into all their pools, lots of work, and then the help from all you guys here with all your referees and that, and it's all going smoothly at the moment.
it's exactly what it's about. You know, that's what we want this club to be, the hub of the local teams. And to have that dream of getting to Wembley, you know, we know what it's like. We managed it last year, so hopefully one of these teams can make it all the way and we can go and follow them and support them.
System here, as we alluded to there, referees from the academy. It's fantastic layout, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. The referees, the girls and the boys, every year they actually turn up trumps for us. Absolutely fantastic.
Right, Matt, next we move on to our feature between us lot. It's called How Many You Reckon? And we're going to get... Jeffy's working remotely and editing the podcast as we go along, so insert soundbite, How Many You Reckon? There we go. Hopefully that's covered
that
it.
And enough,
enough of a break. Starting tomorrow, FA Trophy, a few women or men might take their partners Christmas shopping, drag them out. Matt, it's a difficult one, isn't it? I think near Christmas, a lot more people are trying to do Christmas shopping and working with seeing the family, etc. I'm gonna go for 1,000. Go 1,011. I'm gonna go.
Lots of ones.
Matt, what about yourself?
Well, I'm gonna stick with lots of ones as well. I'm gonna go for 1,125. I agree with you, Cookie. It's very close to Christmas. It's a game that not many people knew about until a couple of weeks ago, obviously, when the draw was done. Obviously, season tickets in the FA competitions are not valid. But obviously, we'd encourage everyone to come along because this is, you know, the potential another road through to what might be. So we don't know. We obviously got there last year, completely unexpected. No one would have tipped us to do it, and there's no reason why we can't do it again. So we'd encourage those people to join us again.
It'd be good to get the thoughts of Jerry. Jerry, how many are you rating tomorrow?
I'm not as optimistic as you guys. I'm going for 985.
985. That's good. And then... we're talking about Ted. Teddy Dennington.
Ted, how many are you?
The son of...
Bobby Dennington. So
you used to play for Bromley as well. Ted was in the academy, and he got a job here somehow. No, man, joking. No, we love him. Kit man. So you go away with the first team, integral part of the squad. So that's good to catch up with you. So just talk us through a little bit about what you do, home and away.
So on a day to day basis, really, just making sure the training kit's washed and dry for the players. Home games, it's a bit easier because it's all here, but away games, it's a bit tougher when you've got to pack everything the week before and get everything, make sure you don't forget everything. There's always, on the Friday night, you're worrying if you've packed something, especially if you're overnight in Newcastle. Just that thought of forgetting one little thing, it might even be just the fruit or just something little like that, it just plays on your mind. But no, I'm getting in the hang of it now, getting used to it, and really enjoying it.
Fantastic. And just quickly, Teddy, how many are you reckon for tomorrow?
I'm going to go 1,004.
1,004.
Very close to you.
So I've gone 1,011. It's not
Ooh.
Bruce's plus. He's right. I say this every week. Someone always gets within my number by about Scott. One or two. He has done a Scott. Scott's not here today. So, that's that feature. We're going to move on next. And we're going to be back in a... No, let's go straight onto it, actually. Because while we sit here, Teddy is modelling one of the new features in the club shop.
Yes.
We have got... They've been spoken about. They've been designed. They've been... They've been desired. The photos have been taken and modelled by Jack and George.
Obviously, excellent photography, I must say.
Yep. And going on to it now, the new club shop woolly hats, bobble hats, have arrived. They look fantastic. Ted's got one on, modelling. I've got mine, picked up mine today. Matt, you getting one?
Oh, definitely. I think what better thing to have than to keep your noggin warm during these cold times. I think we're definitely going to need them tomorrow and for the upcoming games. They really do look the part. I think there's been a really popular uptake as well from the players who've actually pre-ordered some as well. We know a lot of fans have pre-ordered them. I've just been bagging up the orders this afternoon, sending a couple off, and the players were really pleased with them when they came in, especially I think a lot of the supporters will have seen George Porter and Jack Holland professionally modelling them, as you said, in the pictures.
They do look incredible. I think it's one of the best things we've had in the club shop for a good while, albeit obviously with the shirts. They look fantastic. They retail at £15, am I correct? They are available for purchase. So tomorrow I pop in to see Jim Brown for a bargain. I think it's going to want to, it's going to be something you want to have with your the additional attire that you have with Bromley, along with the hats and that. I know scarves and jackets, etc. I think Paul Hawhey will be one of the first in the club shop to name a few people listening to the podcast and Twitter and that. There's been a lot of interest. I think he'd be in there buying a new hat. But like you said, Matt, the players have already ordered some, so they'll be wearing them in training and going to away games. They do look fantastic.
They do, and it's all obviously with the new sort of colour scheme that we've got, integrating the gold into the black and white. And it looks absolutely fantastic. They really do look the part. Not only that, obviously we do have the other items that are available. Lots going on. We've got kids sizes in all three colours now of the shirts, and we've ordered some more in, obviously, which will be coming in soon. So there's lots of bargains to be had in the club shop, so do pop in and as we say, see Jim Brown for a bargain. Do you remember that, Cookie, on the very first podcast?
It used to be on the original podcast.
We've still got the soundbite for that.
We do.
It's on your dictaphone.
We used to do the podcast by a dictaphone. How we've come on. We're now doing it on laptops. Right, stay tuned. We're going for one last little soundbite, and then I think we're back to talk about the London Marathon. So now, Matt, next on to the talk, which for the Virgin London Marathon, for those who haven't listened or seen the programme or the article on the website or any of the social media, myself, Cookie and Neil Smith are going to run the 2019 Virgin Money London Marathon. Incredible, especially for me, as I can't even run a bath. Reasons behind it, obviously St Catherine Hospice, as we explained before, is a charity that's become very close to my heart. They looked after my mum in her final week and battle with cancer. She passed away. They were fantastic, looked after her. They've done incredible. So it'll be nice to give back to them and so many volunteers. We was one of the lucky few that got a place. So myself, Neil Smith, will be running, and also Dawn Bennett, a Bromley fan and someone I've got to know very well over the past couple of years, wanted to run it as well, and she set up her own page for St Catherine's Hospice as well. So she'd be running it. We have to raise a lot of money, I'll be honest. We have to raise £5,000. It's £2,500 each to get a place in the marathon, and we are asking for donations for that, and people have been very generous so far with donations, and it doesn't matter if it's £1, £2, £5, £10, £5,000 if you want to, and then I'll get to target. Any money that you can give, the link to the website is uk.virginmoneygiving.com/Bromley FC. A little article on there and that, and you can donate on there, it'd be greatly received. But obviously, Matt, you've got something from Dawn as well, haven't you?
Yeah, so Dawn's messaged me on Twitter quickly saying she just wanted to thank all her friends from Mixlr, which is obviously our match day commentary, which is really amazing, Cookie, when we think the service that we provide with the commentary, actually the good that it can do through things like that. So people have donated to both yourself and Dawn's cause through Mixlr, which is fantastic. So Dean wanted to thank everyone on Mixlr for doing that, and also she mentioned to me there's a little bit of competition going on between you two as who can raise the most. That's absolutely fantastic to see.
Yeah, so Bromley fans have been very good to us so far. I think we're currently standing at £550. It's 11% of the target, including gift aid. It's £678.75. Obviously we do need to get to £5,000 as well, but Dawn has currently raised a fantastic amount as well, hasn't she, Matt?
She has, yeah. It's absolutely phenomenal to see. She says she's chasing your tails, Cookie, and she called you a big fish, whatever that means.
Is that a new nickname? Yeah, incredible effort by Dawn, and I really appreciate her. It's going to be running the marathon with me. We have received our vests at St Catherine's Hospice, has made up, and they look fantastic, and we are registered, and April the 28th, if I've got my days right, is when we're going to run this marathon. So I will be having the Monday off. I'm not going to be in a position, I might need to have the Tuesday off as well, and I'll tell you what, when I hopefully touch wood, if and when I cross that finish line, definitely be going for a beer and something to eat afterwards. Training's begun now, despite a slight knee injury I'm managing. I've been going out doing a slow jog, building it up from there. So it's with Christmas and that, being a vegetarian now, I don't really have to worry about turkey and pigs in blankets. So I think I'll be all right that time. And I've begun to start liking a few bits of veg. I've got nut roast, so I'm keeping it all quite healthy over Christmas. But yeah, got a lot of training to do. And people say, what's your aim? My aim's just to finish. It'll be an achievement itself to finish. I'm not setting myself a time. Well, I do have to finish by 6 o'clock that night. So otherwise you're not classified. So that my aim's to finish before 6 o'clock at night, I think, to be honest, Matt.
Yeah, keep the pride, Cookie. Keep the pride for sure. I think, yeah, just for me, the most heartwarming thing was when obviously you yourself and Smudge found out that you've been accepted and you've got a place. So you were both absolutely delighted. Congratulations to you both and to Dawn as well for something amazing that you're all doing. I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you very much, Matt. And like I said, thank you very much for those who donated so far. You can donate again, being greedy, but for people looking to donate, it is uk.virginmoneygiving.com/BromleyFC. uk.virginmoneygiving.com/BromleyFC. Well, Matt, we're on the final home straight now, and here to discuss. It's been a busy podcast, and I hope people have enjoyed it again, especially with Teddy and Jerry's involvement in this. But we've got to touch base on the rearranged fixture for Wrexham, and obviously, albeit playing Sutton tomorrow, we're one last home game before we see the new year out, and that's going to be against Maidenhead. So Matt, just talk us through Wrexham.
Yes, so obviously apologies to the supporters who had pinned their hopes on attending a game on the 1st of December. Obviously that was postponed due to Wrexham's FA Cup commitments. They obviously got Newport County, held them to a 0-0 draw in the home game, and then unfortunately for them lost 4-0 in the replay. So we are now in a position to confirm the fact that we will host Wrexham on Tuesday the 8th of January 2019 at 7:45, and it's been a lengthy process. Just to give everyone a look inside to it, it's not just a case of pick a random date and choose it. You know, there's a lot of people you have to consult. We then have to consult the National League, who come back to us with a few terms and conditions. So that was then a further wait that we had to make. And then eventually, I spoke to the fantastic people, Geraint at Wrexham, absolutely lovely bloke, the secretary, and we've arranged it for then. So we look forward to welcoming them.
Yeah, Wrexham on a Tuesday night. They have a London following, so they should still bring a fairly decent crowd, as well as us. They're doing very well in the league, and hopefully, if we can hit a bit of form, we can give them a very good game, and hopefully reminisce first game that we ever played in the National League against them, where we won 3-1. But a bit closer to home, we've got Maidenhead on the 22nd, back to the league next week, and it's going to be a busy Christmas period, because after Maidenhead we play Sutton away, Havant and Waterloo Ville away, and then we're back home in the FA. We're back home on New Year's Day. Recover from your hangovers, because it's a 7:45 kickoff, and we're live on BT Sports. So you don't want to be watching it on TV. You want to get your face on TV, and that's what we say: come down, bring in the noise, and get behind the Bromley fans in the local derby, El Plastico, a few people call it. So it's going to be one you're not going to want to miss, Matt. Moving on now, as we look to wrap it up, question of the week is something I'll throw in. We thought about questions. Teddy came up with quite a good one, and it was...
This is more of a trivia sort of question, isn't it? I think this isn't one we've necessarily got the answer to right now, mainly due to the fact that Teddy's mentioned it to us a few minutes ago. I think it was, Teddy, and correct me, shout if I'm wrong, can you name a Bromley player that has only made one first team appearance? I'm getting the thumbs up, that's correct. So can you name a Bromley player? It's a trivia question this week that has only made one appearance. So we're varying it slightly, aren't we? It's not the sort of question we usually go for.
That is, we are switching it up a bit, and you can get in contact with us. You can email podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk, or you can hit Twitter @BromleyFC with your answers using #RavensWeekly. So we leave that to you, and we'll come back with the answers next week. Apart from that, Matt, we're pretty much wrapping this podcast up now. It's been fantastic to be joined by yourself again. Obviously, it's been brilliant for Jerry. Jerry, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
And Teddy. He can't even say goodbye. He's in work mode. Jerry's got him doing something else. he's been in the office too long. Jerry's got him doing another bit of work.
he's in the zone, isn't he? Can I just say another big thank you to Crown Ash Developments for their support and for sponsoring the podcast. It's been a pleasure once again.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. Jeff, get well soon, and we hope to have you back on next week's podcast. Until then, enjoy, and we hope to see you tomorrow. The town where I come from in Bromley.